Each week at this time, this station presents Legislative Report with your state representative, Brian Cutler of the 100th Legislative District in Lancaster County. Representative Cutler, welcome to another report to your constituents. This week, we'd like to talk about a couple of things, the first being the state budget. Recently, there was a piece of federal legislation that contained some funding that our budget was dependent upon, which went down at the federal level. Talk to us about this piece of legislation, its failure, what the money was going to be used for, and what we do now that we have this hole.
At the federal level, there was a bill defeated that would have provided the state of Pennsylvania with approximately $850 million additional dollars. And dating back to February, the governor has counted on this money coming in and being approved in order to close the spending gap that we have between the money that we actually have on hand and the amount that he wishes to spend. The main issue at the federal level with this bill, I believe, was the fact that it would have required additional borrowing. They couldn't pay it as they went, or the pay-go that has become a popular term down in Washington. This money would have assisted in the Medicaid program and helped offset health care costs for individuals on welfare. Unfortunately, they could not find that money, and because of that, it ultimately had to be defeated. Now, what that means for us here at the state level is that's an additional $850 million that we've got to backfill now into the budget. My understandings were, as budget negotiations progressed this week, that both sides were very close to an agreement. However, now we're going to go from $300 or $400 million apart to probably closer to $1.2 billion apart. The reality is we can't keep spending money that we don't have. This is just another pot of money that has evaporated, and we need to make sure that we make the appropriate changes to our spending habits here at the state level to account for it.
And you mentioned that we were about $300 million apart in the negotiations, and filling this hole has become kind of an issue. What are we going to do to fill the gap between what we want to spend and what we have? As this gap now widens, are there more cuts to be made? Are tax increases on the horizon? What are we looking at?
Well, I would certainly think there's a philosophical difference between the two sides. I personally believe that we do not need to have tax increases. You can look at the work of the Auditor General, which I've spoken about before. He's identified nearly $1 billion in efficiency and fraud savings that we could implement. Additionally, Representative John Bair and Cheryl DeLosier, they introduced a package of cost-saving and efficiency ideas that could probably account for several hundred million additional dollars on top of what the Auditor General did. So I believe the money is there in the budget. There is a philosophical difference between myself and the governor at this point. He obviously continues to push for some additional taxes. But the reality is, when the tax bill was coming up for a vote in the House earlier in the week, it couldn't muster the votes that were required in order to pass. So if we all agree in the House that no additional taxes can be raised, then it's time that we look at how is the government spending money and where is it spending money. And that's where we're going to have to focus in on to close this gap.
And moving on, we have a piece of legislation that you've introduced that I understand is going to be coming up for a vote soon. Talk to us about what this legislation is, what it would do, why you designed it, and what the next step of the legislative process is.
House Bill 511, the Ag Biosecurity and Ecoterrorism Bill, has been moving in the House. Been very excited about that. It had passed the Ag Committee unanimously approximately 15 months ago and been sitting in the Appropriations Committee waiting consideration. Earlier in the week, it did move out of Appropriations, and we were prepared to vote it on the floor this week. However, unfortunately, there were some concerns addressed by the administration, which I'm happy to work with them on. What the bill does is it would set up a protocol by which farmers could post certain areas of their lands as being ag biosecurity areas. It would increase the fines for entering these areas, as well as provide restitution costs for individuals who cause damage to animals or plants that are within these areas. Unfortunately, it's probably a sign of the times, we also added a piece that was headed more towards ecoterrorism, with the idea that if someone was intentionally breaking into one of these areas with the intent to harm an animal or our food supply, that it would call for the additional charges of ecoterrorism. We worked with the Department of Ag on this, met all day Thursday with the folks from the governor's office. We worked through some language, currently waiting to hear back from them. Very hopeful that it will move sometime at the beginning of next week.
Representative Cutler, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in each week at this time for a legislative report with your state representative, Brian Cutler.